Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Today is Friday, so it's high day. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration so that you can feel better, get that mood up, all right? And changing your habits, your beliefs, your thoughts, all right? So that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. And basically, I'm trying to change your mindset. Shift your mindset into something more positive so that you can go out and create the things that you desire to have and show up in your life. Thank you for listening to this podcast, all right? So today, I'm going to be reading a segment or a few pages from this book I've been reading called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but that's R-U-I-Z. And the reason why I chose this is because, you know, he talks about, you know, these four agreements. And for him, you know, the agreements are what you believe. That's how I understood it, is your beliefs. So your agreements are the things that you believe. So he talks about these four agreements that can help you through Toltec wisdom, which is an esoteric, like old teachings, okay, from what he learned from his grandfather, who was a shaman, okay. And it goes to back to his own teachings and learnings, okay. So basically, I'm going to be talking about that. And what it helped me recognize is that, you know, I've always been this person. So let me just, before I get into that, okay, let me just explain what the four agreements are. The first one is to be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean, okay, for the people in the back. And avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. The next agreement is don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, because you got to be immune to that shit, okay? You won't be the victim of needless suffering. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Don't make an ass out of you and me, okay? It doesn't say that here, but I added that part in, okay? Find the courage to ask questions, okay? I tell y'all all the time about asking the right questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. Save the drama for your mama, okay? With just one agreement, with this just one agreement, with this one agreement right here, don't make assumptions, you can completely transform your life. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to being sick. Under any circumstances, okay, any circumstances, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So those are the four agreements that he talks about in this book that will help you transform your mindset and your life. And the one that stuck out to me that I recognized with, that I resonated with, was be impeccable with your word. And the reason why is because when I read that, something clicked in my mind from something that I wrote 20 years ago when I was back in high school. Now, I always carried around this journal that I wrote on there My Anti-Drug. That's what I titled this notebook, okay? And I would write freestyles, I would write songs, poems, stories, you know, anything that I felt I needed to get off my chest or to ease my mind. That was my anti-drug. Now, back in the day, you know, you don't see it too much now. They always had those, you know, don't do drugs commercials on TV. This is your brain on drugs and they're frying eggs. And if you relate to me, then you know what I'm talking about right now. Okay. At school, we had Red Ribbon Week that was for drug free. Okay. And so that was my thing to keep me out of trouble, to keep me from doing things that my peers and other people around me were getting into. So I was always impeccable with my words because I realized that I always spoke positivity into everything that I written. And I found that notebook about a year ago when I was packing up and moving. And I also found things written on receipts from my job that is just immaculate words. I don't even believe in myself that I wrote this. I was so surprised. Like, I wrote this back then. You know, sometimes the wisdom just flows in at the right time when you're doing the things that you love. So what I'm going to read here is a section that resonated with me. And hopefully, if you listen carefully, you take what resonates with you and you use it, okay? Because knowledge is power when you use it and you move forward in your life with this information. So let me just hop right on into what I want to read to you today. And I like the way, let me just throw this in here. I like the way that Don Miguel writes because the way he writes is the way I speak. I speak kind of fast sometimes and I stumble over some words because my mouth is moving so fast. But I like it because I can resonate with how he writes here. You know, it's similar to the writing style that I have for myself. But anyways, it says, during the process of domestication, and by domestication, in his sense, what I took was that he means that when we are domesticated, when we grow up, we are taught to believe the things that our parents taught us and their parents taught us because they're teaching us those things. The things that our teachers tell us, all the people who are around us, our peers, the people we learn from. So that's how we get domesticated into believing the things that we believe, all right? Our belief system. So during the process of domestication, we form an image of what perfection is in order to try to be good enough. We create an image of how we should be in order to be accepted by everybody. We especially try to please the ones who love us, like mom and dad, big brothers and sisters, the priest and the teacher. Trying to be good enough for them, we create an image of perfection, but we don't fit this image. We create this image, but this image is not real. We are never going to be perfect from this point of view. Never. You can't be perfect from somebody else's point of view. You got to be perfect for yourself. Not being perfect, we reject ourselves. Okay, there it is. And the level of self-rejection depends upon how effective the adults were in breaking our integrity. After domestication, it is no longer about being good enough for anybody else. We are not good enough for ourselves because we don't fit with our own image of perfection. We cannot forgive ourselves for not being what we wish to be, or rather what we believe we should be. We cannot forgive ourselves for not being perfect. We know we are not what we believe we are supposed to be, and so we feel false, frustrated, and dishonest. We try to hide ourselves and we pretend to be what we are not. The result is that we feel unauthentic and wear social masks to keep others from noticing. We are so afraid that somebody else will notice that we are not what we pretend to be. We judge others according to our image of perfection as well. And naturally, they fall short of our expectations. We dishonor ourselves just to please other people. For the people in the back not listening. We dishonor ourselves just to please other people. And I'm telling you right now, don't be a people pleaser. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to set you up for failure. But let's continue. We even do harm to our physical bodies just to be accepted by others. You see teenagers taking drugs just to avoid being rejected by other teenagers. They are not aware that the problem is that they don't accept themselves. They reject themselves because they are not what they pretend to be. They wish to be a certain way, but they are not. And for this, they carry shame and guilt, which are lower vibrations. And I added that part in. Humans punish themselves endlessly for not being what they believe they should be. They become very self-abusive, and they use other people to abuse themselves as well. But nobody, okay, not a now another person, abuses us more than we abuse ourselves. And it is this judgment, you know, it is the judgment, all right, the victim and the belief system that makes us do this. True, we find people who say their husband and wife or mother or father abuse them, but you know that we abuse ourselves much more than that. The way we judge ourselves is the worst judge that ever existed. If we make a mistake in front of people, we try to deny the mistake and cover it up. But as soon as we are alone, the judge becomes so strong. The guilt is so strong and we feel so stupid or so bad or so unworthy. In your whole life, nobody has ever abused you more than you have abused yourself. And the limit you put on yourself or your self-abuse is exactly the limit that you will tolerate from someone else. Excuse me. If someone abuses you a little more than you abuse yourself, you will probably walk away from that person. But if someone abuses you a little less than you abuse yourself, you will probably stay in the relationship and tolerate it endlessly. And that's for somebody listening right there. Okay. If you abuse yourself very badly, you can even tolerate someone who beats you up, humiliates you, and treats you like dirt. Why? Because in your belief system, you say, I deserve it. This person is doing me a favor by being with me. I'm not worthy of love and respect. I'm not good enough. We have the need to be accepted and to be loved by others, but we cannot accept and love ourselves. The more self-love we have, the less we will experience self-abuse. Self-abuse comes from self-rejection, and self-rejection comes from having an image of what it means to be perfect and never measuring up to that idea. Our image of perfection is the reason we reject ourselves, and it is why we don't accept ourselves the way we are and why we don't accept others the way they are. Whoo, it's getting deep up in here. I got a few more pages to read for y'all, though. So this is the prelude to a new dream. This is how you about to get to a new lifestyle, okay? There are thousands of agreements you have made with yourself, with other people, with your dream of life, with God, with society, with your partners, with your spouse, with your children. But the most important agreements are the ones you made with yourself. In these agreements, you tell yourself who you are, what you feel, what you believe, and how to behave. The result is what you call your personality. In these agreements, you say, this is what I am. This is what I believe. I can do certain things and some things I cannot do. This is reality. This is fantasy. This is possible. This is impossible. That's what you tell yourself. One single agreement is not such a problem, but we have many agreements that make us suffer, that make us fail in life. If you want to live a life of joy and fulfillment, You have to find the courage to break those agreements that are fear-based and claim your personal power. The agreements that come from fear require us to expend a lot of energy. But the agreements that come from love help us to conserve energy and even gain extra energy. Each of us is born without a certain, each of us are born with a certain amount of personal power that we rebuild every day after we rest. Unfortunately, we spend all of our personal power first to create all these agreements and then to keep these agreements. Our personal power is dissipated by all the agreements we have created, and the result is that we feel powerless. We have just enough power to survive each day because most of it is used to keep the agreements that trap us in the dream of the planet. How can we change the entire dream of our life when we have no power to change even the smallest agreement? If we can see it is our agreements that rule our own life and we don't like the dream of our life, we need to change the agreements. When we are finally ready to change our agreements, there are four very powerful agreements that will help us break those agreements that come from fear and deplete our energy. Each time you break an agreement, all the power you use to create it returns to you. If you adopt these four new agreements, they will create enough personal power for you to change the entire system of your old agreements. Remember, your agreements are what you believe, your beliefs, okay? Your belief system. You need a very strong will in order to adopt the four agreements. But if you can begin to live your life with these agreements, the transformation in your life will be amazing. You will see the drama of hell disappear right before your eyes. Instead of living in a dream of hell, you will be creating a new dream, your personal dream of heaven. Okay, so I just want you to think about that for a moment. All right, think about that for the rest of the day. What agreements have you made with yourself that you need to change? What things, what thoughts, what beliefs do you have that you need to change? And the four agreements are, again, be impeccable with your word. Watch how you talk to yourself. Watch how you handle other people as well. Don't take anything personally. What other people say to you, their opinions, that ain't got nothing to do with you, fam. All right? Don't take it personal. Don't make assumptions either. All right? And the last one, always do your best. Always try to do your best at whatever it is you do on a daily basis, okay? I try to do my best at all things because I know if I ain't giving my best and I ain't giving my all, then what's the point of even trying, okay? So this book, again, is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And you can read this book. Go pick it up. Get you a copy at Amazon or wherever books are sold. You know what I'm saying? All right? But I want you to change something about yourself and what you believe, those agreements you made with yourself. You know, maybe you had somebody tell you who you can't be. And now it's time for you to release that agreement. And show them, or show yourself, you know, forget the other person. Show yourself who you can be, what you're capable of, okay? Because I know what I am capable of. I know who I am as a person. I know what I love to do. And I'm doing those things. And I thank God each and every day for waking me up and allowing me to be able to do that. So, check out this book, man. It's a good book so far, you know, and it's an easy read for me. But that's it for this podcast episode. So the next thing I want to talk about before I go is the giveaway. So I guess people don't like free things because no one entered into the giveaway. And if I missed your comment or anything, please DM me. But I didn't see any comments under any of my social medias. I did get quite a few follows, but you have to follow the rules, fam. Okay? The rules is to follow both pages, or the rules were, because today it ends. The rules were to follow both pages and to comment what you learned on this podcast and to tag a friend. If you did that and I missed it, please, please, please DM me at the Guiding Light Guru or at Magical Beans on Instagram, okay? And I will get those gifts out to you all. I will be running a giveaway sometime again soon when I'm closer to 100 episodes. And I thank you guys for listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, wonderful Friday. It's Friday. It's high day. Go raise your levels of vibration. Go listen to some music. Go do something you've been wanting to do. Go enjoy yourself today, all right? Because today is the day that you want to go out and live your life. So remember to remember as you go through to the rest of this day, or whatever day it is when you're listening to this podcast. Every day is Friday, okay? Remember to remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings. On my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now. And I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.